Next item on the agenda is the report of the Fin Fish Management Advisory Committee regarding restrictions on the use of gill nets within the Hampton Roads Management Area and the Black Drum Special Management Area. Mr. O'Reilly.
Commissioner, this will be, at the end, a issue that will need some more efforts on the part of FMAC, so I'll let you know that now. Okay. However, I thought there was a very good discussion at FMAC on June 19th, considering it's been at least 15 years since these issues were discussed. And there are two management areas in question. In the green is the Hampton Roads management area, and in the, I'll call it mauve-striped area, that is the Eastern Shore management area, which was originally set up as part of a Black Drum management plan effort. Concerning the Hampton Roads management area, last month, Mr. Gerald Parks came before you and asked for emergency regulation and was directed to meet with FMAC and start a discussion with FMAC. And if you look in your packet, Section 20 of Regulation 470 sets the boundaries of the Hampton Roads management area and also sets the time limit so that the Friday immediately preceding Memorial Day until Labor Day, this area from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day is off limits to any type of gill net, including licensed state gill nets. The management area restrictions have been in place since 1990. I found in this process that it was difficult to track a lot of records about this situation in 1990. The commission minutes were very brief back in 1990, but four pages back, you see the public hearing that was held, and that was July 24th. And you see that it was a mixture of then and still, in some cases, recreational and commercial fishermen. And this management area was clearly a situation where user conflict had boiled over to a little extent in the late 80s. The situation was mainly headboats conflicting with gillnet operations. And what I'm going to do is give you both management area's background, but the background there was from everything that folks at FMAC talked about and everything we have in the record, it was a headboat and also a gillnet user conflict. There's a little more information on the second management area along the Eastern Shore, and in your packet you can find several pieces of information behind Attachment 2, which also includes the public notice of that time when we advertised for a public hearing. There's also background information on the status of the stock. And the other part is there was a very de novo workshop at the time. If you happen to leaf through there and look at the participants, it really was a very good workshop in that it had members of FMAC. It had an advisory board for Black Drum Advisory Board. It had members from the industry. It also had a team of researchers and also marine patrol officers. So really, that's one of the probably the largest workshops that the commission has ever hosted, taking place, you know, really 15 years ago. The workshop looked at a number of situations related to Black Drum, including the management area. And there's information on page 6 under Addendum 2 or Amendment 2 there that indicate the workshop members perceived an immediate need to reduce conflict between recreational and commercial gears. And they set about to design and pinpoint the management area that you see at present and which has stood since 1992. The conflict, however, was different than in the Hampton Roads. The conflict, from the best that we talked about at FMAC, was mainly a small boat conflict and using large mesh gill net for Black Drum at that time, although Mr. Bowden helped FMAC a little bit with their recollections by indicating that it was really just a very small area within that management area where the black drum fishery took place. And Glenn Stevens, who was here and was also present at that workshop, indicated that between buoy 13 and 16 in that area was really the fishing area. So there was plenty of recollections that night, and in the black drum management area, it establishes that it's unlawful for any person to place, set, or fish gill nets or trot lines from 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and the period is May 1 through June 7. Concerning the Hampton Roads management area, Mr. Parks and also Wayne Mallory, who was a longtime gill netter and who fished in the closed area before it was a closed area and had some pretty good information for FMAC, they indicated several reasons why at least some areas should be freed up to gill net fishing. Of course, Mr. Parks, as he told you last month, had great success gill netting croaker right up into the time that the management area hours came into effect. Both fishermen looked at some type of a change where at least the hours that are off limits to them might be changed, and the committee talked about that. The committee really discussed every comment that came from the fishermen. The committee did have discussion about it. Currently, those hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mr. Mallory indicated that it was very hard to get nets up by 7 a.m. In the case of Mr. Parks, he really doesn't use a reel or anything. He's pulling up by hand, so it's even more of a problem for him. There was talk about perhaps there were areas, I guess, to the side of the channel that could be fished, and then there were comments that, no, those are too shallow. But the committee, I thought, seemed intent on finding some way to perhaps have some limited type of fishing, especially for croaker. When Mr. Mallory was asked what might be the best month, if he had to choose a month during that time period from Memorial Day to Labor Day, he did reply that August was really the one month where it would be beneficial to fish there, indicating that the croaker are running at that time, whereas during June and July, they're really not. Mr. Parks also indicated that if he had to choose, August would be a good month. So I think FMAC has plenty of background information on the situation. Chairman Bowden did ask the committee about having VIMS present to comment on this management area as well as the Black Drum management area. And I've spoken to Lyle Varnell, who indicated that perhaps John Olney can be here, and I have talked to John Olney today, and he indicated that he'll talk some more to Lyle. I think one of the problems is at that meeting, I was aware that VIMS had a what they were terming a shallow water use plan 5 or 6 years ago, and Lyle was part of the contingent that came over and held a meeting with us and unveiled that. Lyle's indicating today, and of course, if he has any comments, that'd be great, but he's indicating that really that hasn't been updated, and also it never considered movable gear, let alone any fixed fishing gear. So nonetheless, I think the committee would benefit from having Dr. Olney here, and tentatively, I told Dr. Olney it'd be August 21st, that it wouldn't be a July meeting, but it'd be the third Tuesday in August. Concerning the special management area that's found in the Black Drum Regulation, Regulation 320, the committee noted that several violations of this regulation have occurred this year. And I know that there were several calls about tickets being given for that area. Mr. Bowden had a very good explanation as to why they occurred, as to why fishermen had moved from a northerly area down to fish in the situation where the fish just weren't distributing the way they normally would and were lower down. And many were just completely unawares that the management area was there. So there was talk about the citations, but there was also talk about perhaps establishing a method that there could be some bottom fishing there, some croaker fishing, and that the idea would be that perhaps mesh restrictions could be placed to allow that. There was talk about the croaker fishing, and I think the situation was 3.5 to 4.25 was what was discussed that night. But the event was something that everyone seemed intent on at least finding a way to allow some type of gill netting in there, given that factors have changed. As I noted in the Hampton Roads management area, the headboat situation is no longer a problem. The two main headboats are not in operation. However, committee member Powers did mention that anything from small boats to sailboats, that it's a congested area still. So that's something that the FMAC has to look at. Concerning the larger Hampton Roads, or considering the larger special black drum management area, I don't think the FMAC had quite enough time to really dig into all possibilities for that area as far as permitting some type of gillnet fishing, even small mesh, because there was no consideration of time of day restrictions or even of maybe truncating the time of the closed season. I think one thing is clear. Whatever the FMAC decides, once we go to public hearing, that's going to be the true barometer of what type of conflict exists today compared to more than 15 years ago. And perhaps we'll hear some of that at our next FMAC meeting. I'm not sure. So at this time, staff recommends no action except for the additional August 21st meeting of FMAC, and then we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Mr. Bowden?
Thank you.
Let me see if Mr. Bowden's got anything.
I was really surprised the meeting went as well as it did. Yeah. I thought there would be less congeniality between everyone, but it really did work out well. I think a lot of the problem is people didn't realize the management area on the eastern shore was anywhere near as large. It's probably 150 square miles, and it's only for the vein that runs between 13 and 16, the cabbage patch, and down to 13. And I think that's one reason people were taking this year. They just didn't understand. And I think through the discussion we had that night, I think there's a willingness to control this through mesh sizes. No one spoke in favor, commercial or recreational, to allowing black drum fishing in there during that time frame. But there was some willingness, I believe, to do it through mesh restrictions. And I informed everybody that night when we started it, this wasn't going to be a one-meeting affair. This was going to take more than one. And I suggested that everyone would go back home and talk to their constituents and see. Because I was just amazed that there wasn't any kind of public uproar. So saying that, I think there was a request to have them present, and I thought it was a good one, and we discussed it, and Rob thought it was a good one, so I think we're moving in the right direction, and I really think we're going to come to some kind of agreement in both areas. I think it's going to be probably mesh restrictions on the eastern shore and probably time of day or lessening the monthly restrictions on the Hampton Roads area.
Well, it sounds like y'all are working in the right direction. I really appreciate that. It makes things a lot easier for us. Mr. Robin, do you have comments, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It sounds like the committee's on the right track. The only question I had, the Hampton Roads management area, there's a lot of sailing activity out of Hampton Creek, and it seems to me it would be helpful if there was some interaction with that community, either by staff or FMAC, to make sure we hear from that.
You got
that
some
part of the community.
Contacts over there by chance? Or sure. Do you have any contacts?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the ODU Sailing Center have information?
Perhaps, or Hampton Yacht Club.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else? Anything else to come before this commission? Meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.
I think it's a good number.
That'll be a record.